friends, roadies, countrymen, and listeners all around this precious planet. It's me, J.E., John Edmund, podcasting out from Africa. It's great to be with you again, and this week I'll be talking more about my new album called Eco Cry for the Planet, and background to the songs in the lineup. There's no doubt that the world needs energy, and the more people, the more the demand. My song on the album, Coal Mine in Paradise, is about mining coal near and in sensitive eco areas, like the Kruger National Park. For centuries, coal has been used for energy, and with rising populations, the demand has grown more and more, and more uses for it have been developed. The excessive burning of coal results in large emissions of CO2, along with the burning of other fossil fuels like oil and natural gas. The environment is suffering. South Africa has vast deposits of coal, and much of it is exported, and it's in high demand. These deposits are found in many parts of the country, and there are deposits all around the Kruger National Park. In the north of the park, there's a place called the Chipese-Bafuri Basin, and there's a lot of coal. These deposits are also near the southern part of this unique protected wilderness. The mining of coal in some of these parts have often been on the drawing boards of coal mining entities. Environmentalists have always made strong protests against these proposed activities. In 1980, along with the input of John Varty, who I've mentioned before, a great conservationist, we made a protest about this. John's family farm was bordering on the Kruger National Park. So we collaborated and made a song, and we called it Coal Mine in Paradise. There are songs on the album about animals. I just had to include one about the king of the birds, the raptors. Here is why I've included Where Have All the Eagles Gone? The world has been aware of climate change for many years, and this has had a huge impact on environmental damage. Every living organism is what we call an indicator species. The behavior of every plant, insect, reptile, animal, or living thing is an indicator that gives us an early warning that something is wrong in the environment. But birds are very reliable indicators. They're almost everywhere and easy to study. For example, even the coal miners of yesteryear always took a canary in a cage underground as an early warning to detect the silent killer, methane gas. For me, once as a farmer, one of the best indicators were the raptors, that is, birds of prey like eagles, hawks, owls and vultures. Raptor is from the root of the Latin word rapere, meaning a seizer. Being at the top of the food chain, their absence or behavior is an early warning that something is amiss in the environment. Together with conservationist Derek Fulton, my wife, Teresa, and I founded the Leopard Raptor Conservancy here in South Africa. We presided over an area of 10,000 square kilometers, and our role was to encourage farmers and other citizens to use raptor-friendly products against pests like rodents. We also vehemently oppose the use of poisons put out on carcasses for predators. This resulted in the demise of leopards and hyenas and secondary poisoning of vultures and other scavengers. The sight of resident raptors and migratory step buzzards and eagles and vultures on our farm was always an assurance that the environment was healthy. So I write a song with an awareness message. For me, there is no better way to put a message across than in a song. It says it just in a few minutes. So I wrote one called Human Footprint, Global Warming, Climate Change. Quite a long title, that. Here's a bit of info about what it sums up. When the Earth spins around the sun, some scientists say it wobbles a little. meaning its tilt and orbit, does change very slightly, but this is not a cause of serious and permanent global warming and climate change. Astronomers call it axis precession. Over the last century, since 1890, however, the average temperature in the world has increased by 1 degree Fahrenheit. The warmest years have occurred since 1980 and 1995, and 2022 were very warm, with possibly more to come. However, the climate does and has changed, and change is speeded up by human activity. This is also known as human footprint. It is exacerbated by human pollution, and early indicators are animals that change their habits or even disappear. Plastic waste cast into rivers and the ocean upset or kill aquatic life. Human waste in municipal landfills give off gases like methane and CO2, as do the burning of fossil fuels for energy, for electricity and manufacturing. Motor vehicles, trains and aircraft also give off CO2, as do the denuding of forests for logging and clearing for agriculture. Felled trees give off CO2 that they have stored over the years, and the leaves of those trees once soaked up CO2 and helped the world to breathe. There are so many activities that give off gases, like antifreeze, sanitizers, fertilizers in fields, insecticides and herbicides. Livestock give off large amounts of methane gas as they digest their feeds, and methane is 25 times more potent than CO2. All these gases cause what is known as a greenhouse effect. This blanket of waste goes up and traps the sun's heat that should be reflected off the earth back to space, like it was in the past. It's a huge greenhouse around the earth. This warming melts ice at the poles and glaciers that contribute to rising seas, and it also contributes to irregular weather patterns. 1972 saw the first climate change conference in Stockholm in Sweden, and then again in Geneva in 1979. Since 1995, more than 120 countries have hosted conferences to discuss climate change and ways to generate renewable energy. Some attempts have been made, like the harnessing of power from hydroelectric projects, wind and solar. Oil barons and some politicians discount the idea of climate change, but old stewards of the land warned against the destruction of the environment and the effect it has on all forms of living matter. Well, time's up. I've got to go. I hope you all will be with me next week when I will be telling you more. Till then, folks, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also, keep an eye on my website, and should you need any of this music, it's available from the website or from downloads from most popular music platforms. Also from buymusic.co.za here in South Africa. So in the name of conservation, from me, it's tot ziens, goodbye, salagashle, and in African farewells, salagashle futhi, and mostly wishing you well in the world. Svakanaka.